Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, welcome to another podcast. My level's wrong. There we go. Hello, and welcome to another podcast where we look at some of the news stories, the smaller ones, a little 10-minute shot. But I mean that as in like the hot shots from Marks & Spencer. You know, the ones where you're like, oh, this got ginger in it. Can't be too bad. Ah, my face is on fire. Those ones. Because it feels, you get the throat burn. Oh, I should get a hot shot on the way into work today. Okay, so now I'm doing that. This podcast is costing me money. I'm not earning enough to cover Marks & Spencer hot shots with the amount of ad kickback we get from this. So, welcome along to... It took a sour turn, didn't it? Welcome along to a podcast where we look at the news. Just a 10-minute little slice through some of the other stories. They're here in front of me. We're ready to go. And it came, we did the show, and it came out sounding like this. Welcome along to another broadcast. And thank you to Dan, who, following on from yesterday's show, where I was talking a lot about how I bought a new computer mouse, and it's a silent one, and it actually is silent. Listen, there you go. And Dan says, "Are you just pressing the wrong bit?" Hang on, let me just try that. Okay, maybe I was. All right, that explains why I didn't get any work done for 24 hours. Plus, we'll be talking today about robots. Of course we will, because that's what we do. Space, yep. Trains, we'll be moaning about trains. Most of us reckon that we'll soon be scoffing food grown in labs. That seems like sci-fi, so we'll be talking about that as well. And if you own a cat, there's a story that might be good or bad for you. I've not read it yet. We'll find out the hard way, won't we? Britain is being overrun by cats. Oh. Because yesterday on the show, we were talking about, was it fleas or cockroaches? What was the other one that was? Oh, mosquitoes. All of these, I was saying, why is it that we never seem to have an infestation of something that's cute and furry? Oops, sorry, I feel like this one's my fault. I jinxed it. Britain's being overrun by cats because of the cost of living crisis. It's now so expensive to get your cat done that pet lovers are leaving them fully, you know, intact down the old, and then they're going off and having cat babies. It means that rescue centres are stretched to breaking point. Joe Underwood of Peterborough Cat Rescue said, "It's getting worse and worse each year. Unneutered male cats are fighting, spreading disease, and costing cat owners more money." We're not blaming the ladies here, are we? Look at that, it's typical. We're just blaming the man cats. It's also mating season, apparently, according to Joe. I don't know if Joe Underwood from the Cat Rescue Centre in Peterborough was talking about cats when she said it's mating season. There is a chance she realised she was just been interviewed by a newspaper and thought, I should take the chance. Throw a couple of lines out while I can. Is there a text number at the end? I suppose I can explain it. So we just played Owen Paul, My Favourite Waste of Time. You must have heard this story before. I was on my way back from a gig. I tweeted some joke saying, the thing about that song is, it seems complimentary, but he's still calling you a waste of time. And he replied to the tweet and laughed. And the next thing you know, I get him on the show. We interviewed him years and years ago. And then I can't remember what happened. I was on some other radio station doing something else. And he gets booked as a guest. And, oh, my days, it's Owen Paul. Then, not this Christmas, the Christmas before, I think it was. What could have been this Christmas? I went to my stand-up comedy agent's Christmas do. Owen Paul's there. He's not doing stand-up these days, but he knows one of the people who works for the agency. So it's weird. Anyway, so me and Owen Paul, I spend a lot of time with Owen Paul. Uh-oh. Am I a waste of time? Was that song about me? I'm so vain, I probably think it is. Any story that's a little bit sci-fi-y, we can probably run with it. This one, I think, fits. There's a new way of healing broken bones. It's quicker and also could make them 3 times stronger. Plasma irradiation treatment promotes faster bone healing. Oh, I could have done with this. When I fell over trying to get into a boat a couple of years ago and broke my wrist. I said arm because it seems more dramatic, but I broke my wrist. Did I tell you about that? When I was trying to get in a boat, fell over, a little rowing boat, fell over backwards, and my arm was then just at a weird angle. But because there was a big crowd around me, I just got in the boat and rowed off anyway. So I rowed off on a broken wrist. And the pain hit me, and I went white, apparently, and I was like, okay, I need to get this boat. And then I walked to A&E. Because we were down in like Tiverton or somewhere where I didn't know the area. Walked to A&E and apparently I'd reset it by pulling on the, by rowing with it. The bone was now in the correct orientation. So that's my top tip. If ever you break your wrist, go for a quick 10-minute row. There's a reason why you shouldn't listen to me for health advice. And I think you've just found out what it is. This is the best news story because it relates to my life again. All of the stories in today's show have been relating to my life somehow. Or maybe I just have a narcissistic complex. However, train passengers will soon be automatically refunded if their train arrives late. Why was this not happening anyway? So there's delay repay. If your train is 15 minutes or more late, you're entitled to a thin sliver of money back. So I was going into London to film something last Thursday, and the train just had some broken down train in front of it. And that means by the time I got in, I turned up by the time we were meant to be filming rather than like rehearsal and makeup time. So if you saw me, I had a very shiny face, not my fault, but I did a delay repay. I thought I've been through enough. So I filled in the form and it is so difficult. They need a ticket number. And I had an e-ticket because I'm modern. And that didn't accept the e-ticket number because it wasn't the same number. I was messed around. So eventually I managed to find the email that they send you when you buy an e-ticket. There was a number in there which I then screenshot, whatever the past tense of that is, and then sent it to them. And then a week later they replied saying, hey, all right, I suppose you were delayed. Yeah, I was flipping delayed. Here's £4 back. £4. So at least in the future, you should get that money back instantly. It makes sense. Unless you're paying for your train ticket in cash, they know which card to debit it back to. But the great thing about that is, of course, it will cost the train companies loads. They won't let it impact their profit. They'll just get more subsidies. So I look forward to having to pay for that the long way around. Where do you sit on Marmite? Well, it turns out actually that might be one of the ways of doing it, because Marmite mules are being recruited to smuggle the popular brekkie spread into New York. Up to 700,000 Brits expats living out there are running low on supplies, and they want people to mule it in, you know, to fly it through. Bosses at Unilever have issued a light-hearted plea asking British tourists to take some with them. When they say smuggle it, how do you have to smuggle it? Are you allowed to take it? Is it really just a joke that you can put it in your luggage, or do I have to, you know? The thing about Marmite is it's the one food that if you did smuggle it that way, doesn't feel like it would make it taste any worse. So, yeah, go on then, I'll give it a go. Shocking news from the cost of living crisis pile over here. Our chips are apparently going to be hit. Potato prices are set to rocket. Due to a winter washout, farmers warned already inflated food prices are set to increase yet again after the wettest seasons on record. I thought we had a hot... Somehow you know we'll have a wet season that ruins the chips, and still there'll be hosepipe bans. Flooded fields of ruined crops stop farmers planting seeds, apparently, according to one farmer called Jed, I don't know. Weather has had a significant impact, because he's also a pirate in his spare times. Realistically, it's going to mean that price is going to go up. I don't know about that. I feel that it wouldn't take much for me to not eat chips. You know what I mean? Because already, if you go to a fish and chip shop and you order a fish, you've got to sign a little release form to get a mortgage. And now you want the chips to cost a little... I don't think... I'm going to become one of those people who orders a takeaway but makes their own chips at home. We knew it would happen one day, and it's finally kicked in. Rod Stewart's in the news. He's in the news a lot, isn't he? Rocker Rod Stewart thinks that his broken nose could be behind his distinctive voice that made him famous. The Do You Think I'm Sexy singer, 79. Released a new album. That's why it's in the newspapers all the time. He said he didn't try to make his voice really raspy. It's just the way it came out. Hang on, I thought the last time we talked about Rod Stewart, he was saying he imitated, like, I can't remember who he said, like Smokey Robinson or something, and that's why he imitated them, and that's why he sounds like it. He's got another thing to plug. Now he reckons it's to do with having a broken nose. Although, this is bad advice, isn't it? Because you know out there somewhere there'll be some pushy mum, some tiger mum who's forcing their kid to go to like singing lessons. And they'll read that and think, wait a minute, I want my kid to be successful when they grow up. Come here. So let's hope that doesn't happen. No, if you were thinking that, step away. No, there's a story here somewhere that I've got a one-liner on. We've definitely got time to cram that in. Here we go. Dr. Martin's boss, Kenny Wilson, will step down later this year. Well, they say step down. It'll sound more like a jump. Would you keep it down? Because the boots are heavy. That's that joke there. Podcast done. We didn't actually do the space story, did we? The US Space Force is plotting its first ever military operation in Earth's orbit to counter China. But they're not in space, so it's going to be... You know, they always say get the high ground, don't they, in battles. So I look forward to that. We're going to have wars in space now. Most of us reckon that we'll soon be scoffing food grown in the lab. We didn't actually talk about this. We set it up in the show. Some 40% think we'll be eating food tailored to our own health needs within the next 12 and a half years. Yeah, they say that. It will never be lab-grown food. It will be factory-grown food. It's too expensive to make things in labs. That's where you experiment. Make it in a factory. But no one likes the idea, do they, of calling it, like, factory churnout. But that is what you'll be eating, if you think this. Continuing my series of not funny stories, but reminding you how bad the water companies are, Water Chiefs are handed out £2.5 billion to shareholders despite rocketing debts of £8.2 billion. That story again, the people who leave plops in our waterways are giving themselves £2.5 billion to shareholders. Nice. Can we not just get some kickback from them? Yes, if you've got all this money to splash around, every time you release a big jobby, how about you just pay us some money? In which case, then I would willingly walk past one floating in a river. And there's a robot that's going to make a charm offensive to win over humans. It's an AI thing. AI humanoid known as Emeka, described as the most advanced robot in the world, looks like an evil bot in the 2004 Will Smith movie I, Robot. These scientists don't have a clue, do they? Let's make a robot everyone likes. Yeah, what should we base it on? What's that thing that killed loads of people? What was the... Oh, the Terminator. No, the other one. So anyway, they're in charge of the future. You've listened to all the bits of the podcast you need. What you could do is subscribe to it. Wherever you found this podcast would be exactly where to do it. Tweet me at Mr. Stephen Allen, and until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.